Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Once again, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
So today, you want to talk a little bit about what it means for us to have moved into the yellow tier here in Mendocino County, and also a reminder about primary care.
Right. So as many of us know, Mendocino County has moved into the least restrictive tier for with respect to COVID restrictions, the so-called yellow tier. And that is because we have minimal cases right now in the county. We've had no hospitalizations for COVID, including in the ICU for a while now. Currently, of the 58 counties in California, only four are in the yellow tier. This week, it's expected that six more will move to the yellow tier. So we're definitely doing very well. And I think there's a whole bunch of reasons for that, but I do believe that the main reasons are because we were able to really roll out the vaccination program aggressively and early, as well as overall the general compliance with masking and things like that. And lastly, because of the demographics of how we're well spread out in the county, all of which, of course, reduce transmission. As a result of being in the yellow tier and the least restrictions on businesses and things, I think we've all noticed quite an influx, especially on the weekends, of people coming from other areas of the state and the country to enjoy our wonderful weather and the beautiful coast out here. And I think that's really great. We want to rebuild our economy and get some of our businesses to be able to be back in business. Obviously, there is a concern, of course, that these people coming from higher-tiered areas may bring more cases here to us. So I think that really this underscores the need for as many people as possible to get vaccinated and for us to continue to wear masks in indoor settings in public. I think that's very important because we really don't want to have a outbreak here locally. So once again, the key to making sure that we don't have that kind of thing, I believe, is really having good compliance with masking indoors and for more people to get vaccinated. And we're doing well with vaccination, but I think we really want to shoot for that 80 to 85% of all adults. I also noted that the FDA is considering within the next week or two expanding the Pfizer vaccine to include young people between the ages of 12 and 15. And I think that'll be really, really good as well. So that's the update on the vaccines and the yellow tier. Do you have any questions about that?
No, nothing here, Dredd.
No, it's all clear, and it's good to hear about the Pfizer expanding to a younger population as well.
Absolutely.
I also wanted to give an update on where we're at with expanding specialty coverage here in the community, as well as primary care. I think that primary care remains a major issue for many, many people here on the coast. And what I'm talking about, of course, is the availability of primary care providers and also having consistent primary care providers. Unfortunately, we've experienced over the years a high rate of turnover for a variety of reasons that even predated Adventist Health. I know that this has also affected to some extent Mendocino Coast Clinic, which, by the way, has a very significant vaccination program for the community still going on. So if people want to get their first vaccine, call the clinic, Mendocino Coast Clinic, and get on their schedule for the vaccine. Anyway, here at the Adventist Health side on primary care, we do have Jennifer Stewart. Dr. Jennifer Stewart is moving from her practice in Mendocino to join the Fort Bragg Clinic here. I think that will be a good thing to help keep her in the community, as well as help her expand her patient her number of patients. We also are bringing in a new PA, Willow Hubbard, who started recently. A couple of other mid-levels are coming back. One is Michelle Tellier and Joe Martin, who was taking a sabbatical to get some additional training in pain management. So those are good things. We also have recruited a new family medicine physician, Dr. Brittany Ramirez, who will be joining in August. So from a primary care perspective, we are working very, very diligently to bolster primary care out here on the community, here on the coast. It remains a priority. In addition, gastroenterology is looking very good. We have Dr. Aaron Check has been doing colonoscopies and endoscopies here. He's been very well liked. He's going to be, he primarily lives in Philadelphia, but he's going to be splitting his time out here, it looks like 2 weeks a month, indefinitely moving forward. And also Dr. Denigris is also going to be working here, doing colonoscopies and endoscopies in between those weeks. So that's a very, very good thing. That's part of a solid group that is being put together over in Ukiah. We continue to have good cardiology support with Dr. Ploss. Pulmonary, we are working with Dr. Batten, who's a board-certified pulmonologist, to come out and start having clinics out here as well. Lastly, I just want to mention oncology. Oncology remains a challenge. We continue to have primarily locum tenens, meaning temporary oncologists, supporting Anna Antonovich, who's an outstanding provider in our clinic. We do really want to recruit a permanent full-time oncologist here, and we have been interviewing a number of them, and we actually have one coming out in a couple of weeks to tour the place, who looks pretty optimistic. So that's the update on primary care and specialty support for that we're working on.
Doctor, is the list slowly expanding as far as people living on the coast being able to be treated for more situations, conditions?
I would say yes, slowly expanding. I'd like it to be expanding quite a bit more rapidly.
Sure.
But it is, and not to make excuses, but the challenges really have to do with what's going on nationally. There are physician shortages and primary care provider shortages, mid-level provider shortages throughout the country, and rural areas feel that the greatest, so that has been a challenge for us.
Well, good news nonetheless.
Yes.
Doctor, thanks very much for joining us here this morning on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Brigelski here from the coast.